The Brad and John Show, bringing you, I don't know that any other broadcast does this, celebrity animal in memoriams. I think they take their celebrity animals for granted. All the other radio programs, all the other television programs do, but not here.
Might be on the back page somewhere. But
not the Brad and John Show. We bring them out front, and we're going to bring them out front one more time. Be careful, Brad. He's a big boy. 350 pounds, we say goodbye to Ozzy. Ozzy, the gorilla, has passed away. The world's oldest male gorilla from the Atlanta Zoo. The third oldest gorilla in the world.
I think there was a female one that was a little older, but he lived a long, good life.
61, man. That's to be carting around 350 pounds at 61 years of age can't be easy.
Well, on that frame, it's probably easier than if you and I tried it.
Maybe.
Ozzy, and he had youngins to help.
The Atlanta Zoo says Ozzy was a legend. He was a legend. It's been hard times for Ozzy lately because his girl, Chumba, just passed away, Brad. Just like days ago.
She died of a broken heart.
Yeah, she was 59. That's a good match. He's 61. She's 59. Those two lived in the same habitat for more than 15 years. You know, you get those stories about couples where, you know, those sad stories about, you know, a couple have been married for 60 years, and then the wife passes away on a Monday, and then the husband passes away on a Tuesday, that kind of thing. That's what happened to Ozzy. After Chumba.
I mean, how could you be sitting there at the zoo and trying to keep up face and stuff for the people coming in when on the inside you're a wreck?
Yeah, you can't put on the show. And where was Ozzy's favorite space to hang out at the zoo? The wood pile.
And I'm sure he probably took any of his three surviving sons out to the wood pile every once in a while when they was acting up, too.
He would nap in the wood pile. That's where, if you went to the zoo, that's where you'd find him sleeping in the wood pile. His favorite treats included oranges and cabbage. Now, do you suppose he peels the oranges, or do you think he just what do you think?
I think he just squishes them in his fist and he does the original juicer. He just holds it up and just squeezes the damn juice right out.
Oh, wait. Don't they?
He probably eats the peels, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
They peel bananas, though, don't they?
I don't know if they do.
Is that
or not.
Just in cartoons?
I thought
they did in real life. Well, maybe they don't. Anyways, he had a great gift of communication with his staff. He would reply using vocalizations and a series of characteristic raps on doors and windows. So Ozzy at 61, he was one of your first rappers, Brad.
Yeah, he could still throw the stuff too, if he wasn't happy.
Well, that's how he would make it clear he wasn't happy then.
They say Ozzy survived by three sons, a daughter, a granddaughter, two great grandchildren at the Atlanta Zoo alone, but his lineage stretches across zoos in both the U.S. and Canada.
He has more than 20 descendants. Okay, his daughter, he named her Coochie. And then he's got sons named Kekla, Stoddy, and Charlie. Also mourning Ozzy the gorilla today is granddaughter Lulu, great-granddaughter Andy, and the one who's really feeling it right now, who bonded with his great-great-grandpa, the woodpile, is Floyd. All members of the Atlanta Zoo, goodbye to Ozzy.
You know, when they fit him for his suit for burial, the guy's like, what were his shoulder measurements again?